Hi, it's Dave and Debbie here of the Dave and Dujanovic Show on KSL News Radio. We're on live on KSL News Radio Monday through Friday, starting at 9.
And every day we start off with the launch, so the keyword is going to be launch.
So text that keyword to 57500, and you'll be entered to win a pair of AirPod Pros.
Dave and Dujanovic. Dave and Dujanovic. Priced out. Housing. Special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
House prices back up. Interest rates are back up. It's like we're getting kicked in the teeth twice. Median home price in January in Utah was $485,000, which is right where it was at in October and November of last year. But we are expecting those prices to inch back up once spring hits. Interest rates on new mortgages back up around 7%, Dave.
Yeah, we were seeing a good trend. Inflation was coming down, and then last month, inflation had a small little uptick. Now it's 0.5%, but it was still the wrong direction when we had seen, you know, record inflation just, you know, over a year ago, a year and a half ago. And we've been bringing it down, and then this little uptick, I think we're starting to see, okay, there's still some problems with inflation, with interest rates, and then overall just the price of everything.
This makes me so sad for home buyers, for first-time home buyers. When you think things are going to level out just a little bit, maybe there's some incentives out there, but you look at the cost of a house and you multiply out what the mortgage interest is, and it feels hopeless again. We're right back where we were, and it's maddening. And we all have kids that want to stay in Utah. At least some of our kids do. And it's financially unaffordable for them to get out of renting or get out of our basement and get into a new home or a home.
When you look at a home around $500,000, which is about the median price for a home, the KMC Gardner Institute has done some incredible research on this, and they found that as a household, you need to bring in somewhere between $130,000 and $160,000 a year to be able to afford that very home. So if you're not making $130,000 to $150,000, then being a homeowner is not in the cards.
Well, even at that, you're going to be house broke, because chances are if you're getting a house right around $500,000, it needs work unless it's a townhome and it's brand new. If you're buying a home on a lot, I'm going to bet it still has the avocado green toilet. It still has the pink tile from the 50s. It needs a new roof. So you mentioned KMC Gardner Institute, Dayon Eskich, who's going to join us in just a minute live. He spoke with KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff. And Don filed this report on Utah's Morning News this morning. Dayon blames interest rates for causing the housing shortage.
All of last year, we've had interest rate growth. We peaked at the end of October by just touching 8%. We came down to about 6.5%, but then still have persistent inflation, and the latest numbers were a little bit higher than people were comfortable with. So the Treasury markets went up again, and that brought the mortgage rates back up to just over 7% again.
So where are we settling in? Are we settling in right in that 6.5%, 7%? And how long will that go? Because that really determines whether or not I'm going to be able to get into a home. And I think so many of us are hoping for the days of 3% or 4%. But it doesn't look like those days are coming anytime soon.
Okay, and he also said that housing prices won't come down anytime soon.
Every time we get low interest rates, when does it happen? It happens when economic conditions are bad. It happened during the Great Financial Crisis. It happened during COVID. But for prices to come down, we have to have a glut of new inventory. For that to happen, people have to lose their home. How does a person lose their home? They lose their job. They can't make the monthly payments. Our home prices, for lack of a better word, this year have stayed relatively flat. We've seen $10,000 swings up or down, but they've remained relatively flat. Volatility in interest rates, where they go from 6.5% to 7.5% in 1 month, that really prices people out.
And in part why we're not seeing any of these home prices come down is because if I buy a home for $500,000 And then I put $50,000 in renovations to remove the avocado green toilet and the pink. Mm-hmm. There's no way I'm ever going to sell that home for less than $550,000 or $525,000, whatever it might be. So that will never come down. You're never going to willingly take a loss. You'll just sit on that house.
Well, I think this is also stifling people like you, who kids are growing up. You're almost an empty nester.
Yeah.
You could think about downsizing, but if you're going to have a mortgage payment on the next home you buy, you've got a couple of things working against you. First of all, home prices are outrageous. And second of all, why are you going to give up your 3% mortgage that you've locked in at 4 or 5 years ago and trade it in for more than double the mortgage rate? It
would
be financially ridiculous.
Yes.
So what we have is just this a clog. We got a clog in the avocado green toilet. We do. Nothing can move, right?
Eject on this visual, Deb.
Well, nothing's moving. I mean, you're not going to sell.
No.
So,
even if I were to downsize to, say, a townhome.
Yeah.
Right?
Which I've been trying to talk you into for months now.
Which I kind of get. It's kind of intriguing. Here's the problem. I'm leaving that 3.5% interest that I've been loving for so many years.
Sure, why not? It's awesome.
And so if I carry any kind of a mortgage, it'll be that 7%. But now, when you downside to these things, now you're dealing with HOA fees.
Mm.
Now you've got to pay for your streets to be plowed and your sidewalk to be shoveled.
At least they get plowed.
Yeah. Ours is pretty good.
Okay. Now,
but you can see that's another layer that I have to account for. And HOA fees, sometimes they're modest. Maybe they're $50 a month. Sometimes they're several hundred dollars a month.
How much does it cost you to replace that roof?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thousands.
Thousands and thousands of dollars.
Thousands.
Okay, I had a roof leak. Guess who fixed it? HOA.
HOA.
They called them out. I didn't have to deal with it. I only had to let them in the house so they could get up in the attic. They were awesome. They fixed it. No more problems. So that was...
But HOA fees can go up over the years.
Sure they can. Yeah. Sure they can. Mine have gone up about, I think, 10 or 20 bucks a month. I haven't kept track. But I'm also not watering a lawn. Okay. When I was living up in Cottonwood Heights, you know...
It's just not the slam dunk, right? I mean, it's just not as easy.
I know we're getting.
You have to take into account all of this stuff.
This is where our discussions go all the time. When I try to tell Dave, you know, get rid of the house, like live a little,
move on.
Yeah, you know, don't worry about having to replace that entire sprinkler system. Just disclose that it has leaks all over the place, and then get a new place. So what we're looking at right now is, interest rates going up, and we asked, Dayan Eskich, I have a hard time with his last name. It's Dujanovic's hard to pronounce too. So Don Brinkerhoff asked Dayan, if there's a way to get a lower interest rate. And he's like, yep, there is a way.
A lot of home builders have a lot of programs right now where they'll buy down your interest rate. I think most home builders in our market, they're offering interest rates in the fives. That's a huge discount when you think about it.
What do you think about fives?
Yeah, fives are great. The thing to be very aware of is that is not a forever buy down. That is for maybe 1 or 2 years. I've seen some that are at 3 years. It's what they call a teaser rate. It's going to be amazing for the first year or two, but it usually gradually grows. So it might start at 5, next year it'll be 6, and then by year 3, you're at the full 7.
Or you could refinance it. Let's say home prices come down, interest rates come down. Home prices probably aren't going to come down. Interest rates come down, and you can refinance it.
But
even lower.
But also refinancing kind of depends on the value of your home. If your home value lowers, say it drops another 10-20, you can't refinance.
You're stuck.
Or maybe you can only refinance up to 80%.
True. So we've got the toilet clog again.
So
right back in it, yeah.
It's very easy to say, and this was part of the problem back when the 2008 crash, is they had these teaser rates that they were dealing with, and then when it came, the assumption was that they were going to be able to refinance easily. They were not able to refinance. So now you're paying a much higher mortgage rate, and people were defaulting on their loans.
So I take it you're not all in on the teaser rate.
No,
it would scare you.
It scares me.
Okay.
I'm a big locked-in run guy.
Yeah.
I'm a locked-in, let me know exactly what I'm going to pay.
See, and I'm the opposite. I would take the teaser rate.
You'll roll the dice?
I would roll the dice. But we're going to get more next when we talk live to Dayon. He's calling us from the Kempsey Gardner Institute. Let's ask him if he thinks it's worth the gamble. Maybe he can bring out his crystal ball and tell us where interest rates are projected to go. I don't want to put him on the spot, but that would sure be nice. Hi, it's Dave and Debbie here of the Dave and Dujanovic Show on KSL News Radio. We're on live on KSL News Radio Monday through Friday, starting at 9.
And every day we start off with the launch, so the keyword is going to be launch.
So text that keyword to 57500, and you'll be entered to win a pair of AirPod Pros.
Dave and Dujanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio. Priced out, housing, special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
We're talking about the median price for a home in January in Utah is $285,000. And interest rates are also creeping back up. So it's a double whammy once again. And in a moment, we're going to speak live to an expert on Utah's housing market about these incentives that home builders are offering new buyers.
And I think if you're a homeowner right now, we've seen such volatility over the last several years where our home prices have skyrocketed. And I know for myself, I was always wondering, okay, is it going to come back down in a significant way? Because over the last 5 years, my home price has doubled in value. So I thought, okay, that's overly optimistic. It's not going to stay doubled, is it? But I've seen it over the last year stay steady.
It's really tough for first-time home buyers, or if you're in a home with a 3.5% interest rate, maybe it's even a little lower, to downsize. Especially if you're going to have a mortgage on the new place you're buying. Let's get with Don Brinkerhoff, who has been looking into this in the newsroom for us. And then in a moment, we'll have our live conversation with Dayon.
Dayon Eskich with the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute says there are ways to get a lower rate.
A lot of home builders have a lot of programs right now where they'll buy down your interest rate. I think most home builders in our market, they're offering interest rates in the fives. That's a huge discount when you think about it.
He says unless there's an economic downturn and people start losing their jobs, home prices won't be coming down anytime soon because the only way prices are going to come down is if the supply goes way up, and that won't happen as long as people are paying their bills. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
What about building? Can we build enough? Because perhaps that's the other aspect of this that intrigues me. Dayon Eskich joins us right now with Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute. And Dayon, is there a way to build our way out of this, or is it going to require people losing their jobs and defaulting on their homes and getting evicted?
Yeah, let's avoid the latter.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think we will. You know, the challenge is supply. And, you know, this is a problem decades in the making with the last great financial crisis and what it really did to the construction industry. We cannot build at the capacity that we were used to. We could do it with apartments. And what we're seeing with apartments right now is we're getting a glut of supply and we're seeing rents drop and we're seeing incentives being offered, you know, a month or two free of rent. Right. So we're seeing that supply and demand in action where supply for the first time, what it feels like in decades, has outpaced demand on the apartments. On the, you know, for sale side, it's a complete different story, as you just mentioned.
Well, let's talk about the for sale side and these incentives that builders are offering. Has your research shown that most of them are now offering these discounted mortgage rates to get buyers in? And how long do those rates last? Do you have any insight on that, Dayon?
Yeah, it really depends on the builder. And so you could drive up and down Wasatch Front, you know, go on your website and see where all the new communities are. And everybody's offering some sort of rate buy down. Some are able to do the 30-year fixed mortgage rate. It depends on the type of house you buy. Right. So, you can lock it in at below 6% for 30 years. Some are offering what's called a variable rate. So they will buy your interest rate down to a sub six, and then in 5 years it increases to whatever the market rate is, right? So, but the purpose of it is to eliminate the volatility that we are seeing in the mortgage market. Like, you know, we saw from a month ago, mortgage rates are up almost a percentage point. So that wreaks havoc on potential buyers, but also builders, because if anybody has ever had experience building their own home, you know, it's not like you go today and you'll get your financing. It takes 6 months to get your home. And with mortgage rates being so unpredictable, who knows if you're going to be able to close by the time you get to June, right? So that's limited the way builders build, especially today. So we have less supply as a result.
One of the things that makes me a little nervous about some of these teaser rates, you know, where the first year, two, three are at a discounted price and then they gradually grow up, is we kind of assume, oh, well, when it hits 7%, then we just refinance. But we've had such incredible growth in value of our home. If that slows down, then refinancing does not become the rubber stamp that we might assume it would be.
Right. And that's a great point. And that was sort of the initial rabbit hole that led us to the great financial crisis. And we had literally no lending standards. The way lenders lend money today on this variable rate product is very stringent. So when they look at a potential applicant, they make sure that they can cover any of those increasing monthly payments. So that part of it is very sound. And you know, on the value, for example, if we look at Utah, if we go back all the way to 1970 and we look at home price data, every 7 years, our home prices have increased about 50%. You know, that's with the ups and downs. Some years we've had zero, right? But some years we've had close to 100% that that's what we're living in right now over that 7 year cycle. So, you know, history tells us going forward that growth is going to come to Utah, is going to keep coming. Even if we don't have anybody moving in, we're going to keep growing. It's our nature. So that's going to continue to put prices on housing, especially now when we're not building enough. So really, you know, for values to drop, you have to have a glut of supply. And that's where the risk is, right? If we have a big financial crisis and people lose their jobs, then you will get supply. But, you know, the odds of that happening currently are very, very low.
Dayan Eskich is with the Kempsey Gardner Institute, Policy Institute at the University of Utah. One final question. We got about 30 seconds. What's your crystal ball say about interest rates? Are they going to stay where they're at, or are they going to dip?
We expect them, you know, the whole market expects them to dip, but there is volatility on the dipping trajectory. So that's part of the problem. It's the volatility. You know, we'll come back down, but it'll just be volatile on the way down.
Dayan, thank you for taking the time. Very fascinating, and I think kind of optimistic. I'm feeling a little more optimistic after we had this conversation. So thank you.
Did you say you're a little more?
A little more.
A little more optimistic.
Yeah.
Good.
The fact that the economy is so strong. The flip side of this is, in all the polling, economists say the economy is strong, job numbers are good, but the problem is we are still dealing with the fact that inflation has smacked us in the face, and we're dealing with this new price point where things just cost a lot more than we're used to.
Next, we're going to talk about quiet firing. We've heard of quiet quitting. This is quiet firing, things that some bosses are doing to manipulate their workforce into saying, I'm done, please fire me. Next.